This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs. They did agree to a small truce in their war. Mr. Trump described their relationship as incredible and predicted something good is forthcoming for both Beijing and Washington. Mr. Xi spoke through an interpreter.
China and the United States, two important countries with major influence in the world, shoulder important responsibilities for international peace and prosperity. Only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity.
Many major business leaders in both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. On his flight back to Washington from the G20, Mr. Trump said he expects to meet with North Korea's leader in January or even in February. Details on funeral arrangement for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94, are being set by the Bush family. Mr. Bush, who served as president from 1989 to 1993, will receive a state funeral Wednesday at the National Cathedral here in Washington. That will be followed by burial Thursday. President Trump spoke about Mr. Bush.
I express deepest sympathies. Angela and I were just talking about it. He was a wonderful man. He was just a high-quality man who truly loved his family. One thing that came through loud and clear, he's very proud of his family. And very much loved his family.
President Bush was married for 73 years to his wife, Barbara, who died at the age of 92 in April of this year. They had two daughters and four sons and numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This is